Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Thursday, the 6th of February, 2020. It is the 37th day of the year. 329 days remain till the end of the year, 42 days until spring begins, 26 days until primaries, and 271 days until presidential elections. The sun rises today at 7:09. The sun sets today at 5:40 p.m. We have 10 hours and 31 minutes of daylight. Solar transit at 12:24. First low tide was at 2:28. Next low tide at 3:35 this afternoon. The first high tide will be at 8:32 this morning, and the final high tide at the Golden Gate will be 10:54 tonight. The moon is currently 89.9% full, a waxing gibbous moon. We'll have a proper full moon in a couple of days on Saturday. It'll be the full snow moon. Today is Lame Duck Day, National Frozen Yogurt Day, National Sweater Day in Canada, Pay a Compliment Day, Ronald Reagan Day. It's also International Day of Zero Tolerance to Female Genital Mutilation, Sami Day, National Day in Russia, Finland, Norway, and Sweden, and Waitangi Day, celebrating the founding of New Zealand in 1840. On this day in Black history, in 1694, the warrior queen Dandara, leader of the runaway slaves in Quilombo dos Palmares in Brazil, is captured and commits suicide rather than be returned to a life of slavery. On this day in 1867, the Peabody Fund for Black Education in the South was created. 1867 also saw Robert Tanner Jackson becoming the first African-American to receive a degree in dentistry. 1945, it's Bob Marley's birthday, and in 1993, tennis great Arthur Ashe passed away. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin at KALW.org. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today. The buttermilk pancakes with omelet, the Mongolian beef with not-so-fried rice, mac and cheese with barbecue chicken, buffalo chicken wrap, and seasoned green beans. That's just in the elementary schools. The high schoolers and middle schoolers can also have the chicken or bean and cheese burrito, the turkey or cheese deli sandwich, the refried beans, and the baby carrots. That is what's for lunch today in San Francisco schools. We thought you'd like to know. More BBC News later this hour with Topline at 8:42. BBC News Hour later today at 2 o'clock. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. Over 100 California Uber and Lyft drivers are telling the state to enforce AB 5, the recently passed law that makes gig workers not contractors, but employees. The organized drivers, calling themselves their union, Rideshare Drivers United, are filing wage claims with the state labor commissioner. They are seeking back pay and other expenses that could add up to more than $100,000 in some cases. Two Detroit businessmen acted as FBI informants and secretly recorded San Francisco Public Works Director Mohamed Nuru and restaurateur Nick Bovis, helping the government build a sweeping public corruption case that jolted City Hall last week. You can read more of that story in the San Francisco Chronicle and sfchronicle.com. Five healthcare workers at Good Samaritan Hospital in San Jose were exposed to the new coronavirus while treating a patient there and have been sent home and told to remain isolated until February 11th, according to Santa Clara County public health officials. The workers had contact with a man who had sought treatment at the hospital who later tested positive for the virus. The man who was diagnosed January 31st was the first known case of coronavirus in the Bay Area. The controversial head of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's San Francisco headquarters was abruptly dismissed without explanation yesterday after less than 2 years on the job. Mike Stoker, a 63-year-old former Santa Barbara County attorney, had been widely criticized for trying to oversee more than 600 San Francisco employees from his home in Los Angeles. He'd come under investigation after a complaint was filed accusing him of excessive travel. Still, it wasn't clear what led to his sudden departure. This morning's news I found on sfchronicle.com and sfgate.com. The Cross Currents Morning Report is coming up later this hour. More local news at 4:04 this afternoon and a full half hour of Cross Currents later today at 5. For KALW News, I'm Kevin Vance. President Trump will be making a statement this morning at the White House following his acquittal by the United States Senate on two charges of abuse of power and obstructing Congress. NPR News will carry the statement live in special coverage. You may watch the president's statement this morning on our website at kalw.org starting at 9 o'clock this morning. We will have fresh air as usual at 9 a.m. right here on 91.7 on your FM radio dial. One more hour of Morning Edition is next from NPR News. Support for NPR comes from Indeed with its skills tests built for employers who want to see a deeper sense of the person behind the resume. Learn more at Indeed.com/NPR. Partly sunny today, upper 50s, lower 60s, high winds, light winds, becoming westerly 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. Time right now is 8:07. Good morning.